You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive Delaporte.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's join together in our opening prayer. Divine Father of Light, Divine Mother of Love, on this Sunday morning we come together in the community of divine presence and power. We come today as we are, in our humanity, excited by the potential of the divine in each one of us. We accept each other with loving kindness. We offer to carry each other's load. We are mindful that each person here today is having a unique experience of God in their lives. And we open our heart to that. In loving embrace, we welcome each other, one and all, today into a deeper understanding of the oneness of God in us, the oneness of ourselves as human beings, and the oneness of this planet and everything that lives on it. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Hello, and how are you? It's very good to see you guys again. It was supposed to be a month, but I think it turned out just to be a couple of weeks, didn't it? Yes. To those who came to our outing yesterday and joined the group, the lively, lovely bunch at Encinitas Self-Realization, thank you for your participation. It was a blessing for me to be a part of that and to do the first of our upcoming many outings where we get to visit other spiritual centers in the area and find out what their faith is about, and of course invite them to come and join ours, you know. Since I last saw you, we have had yet again another unfortunate incidence of hate and violence in our country. And I just want to take a moment before I get into today's message just to share my thoughts with you. When I tried out for this position 3 years ago, I was mindful to share with you that I don't do politics, and especially I don't do politics from the podium. It is my job as a minister and a spiritual leader and teacher to hold sacred space for everybody in our ministry. And that my hope is that Unity of Tustin will find its divine place and purpose in the world as a community of love, where everybody who is willing to come into a loving connection, a loving communication, and a loving collaboration as to what is the true and right and best for humanity will find their place here. And I trust God's love and God's wisdom to guide us. I don't think I have to prescribe to you as to how you need to show up in the world, except to encourage you to be an agent and an advocate and an activist for love in whatever you do. Whatever organization you choose to join in your private life, whatever cause you seek to promote in your private life, that is between you and God. Here we will just encourage you to be a demonstration of divine love. And allow that love and its wisdom to guide you on how to show up in the world. I want to share with you the words of Martin Luther King that I have taken to heart myself in these last 2 weeks. Hate begets hate. Violence begets violence. Toughness begets a greater toughness. We must meet the forces of hate with the power of love. Our aim must never be to be to defeat or humiliate, but to win with friendship and understanding. Through violence, you may murder the liar, but not the lie. Through violence, you cannot establish the truth. Through violence, you may murder the hater, but not the hate. Returning hate for hate increases hate. Returning violence for violence increases violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I encourage us. I see us as a community that is strong in faith and steadfast in love, creating sacred space for anybody who wants to be part of the remedy and the solution to fear and anger and hate, to find their way here to this sacred space, to join us in a conversation and a collaboration that God's truth and God's right and good might one day be a blessing for one and all. And then finally, in the words of Martin Luther King again, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Today we're going to talk about the yoga of unity. What on earth is that? How is yoga and unity in the same sentence? Well, if we explore the meaning of the word unity and the meaning of the word yoga, we find they have a common source. Yoga and unity both find their compatibility in the word oneness, because yoga means to be in unity. On my trip out here on Thursday, I got to see Jesus again. Do you remember Jesus? Now, how about that? For those of you that weren't here and don't remember, when I came for my tryout weekend, I was Ubered to the airport by a delightful Spanish gentleman whose name was Jesus. And I was sitting in the car thinking, how cool is that? My tryout weekend's off to a good start. Jesus is driving me to the airport. So on Thursday, when I scheduled my drive, he picked me up, and we remembered each other. Yes, I more so remembered him than him remembering me. I'm sure he has more than one client or customer. And I shared with him the story of what happened in our tryout weekend and the fact that we have come together as a spiritual community, and I'll be moving out in November. And he was delighted. And he shared how much of a blessing it was for him to have been a part of this. And I knew where that was going. It's going to be a big tip at the end, I suppose. And when we parted at the end, he blessed me and he wished me well. And he asked me to share that blessing with you, which I am now doing. And he said that he'd keep an eye out for me. And he hoped that between now and November that he would be able to pick me up again and again and again, and that we could revisit this wonderful experience now for both of us. And as soon as I get back to home for now, I'm going to increase my credit card limit because this is going to cost me, I think. But it was wonderful to see him again and to be reminded of that weekend we had together. And then, of course, for the realization that this is now becoming my home, and I'm so blessed and I'm happy to see you again. Swami Kriyananda. Yoga literally means union. Yoga is the neutralization of the ego, the sense of self, the sense of separation. Once neutralized, the yogi, that's you and me, is released again into the realization that they are and always have been one with the divine, the infinite, one with God. Yoga is primarily the spiritual discipline and practice of union and oneness with the divine self. Isn't that wonderful? Rumi has said that we don't need to look for God. We don't need to look for love. What we need to do is to remove the barriers that we have built up within ourselves that separate us from this awareness, this conscious experience and expression of the presence of God within us and the demonstration of God through us. Now that's easy, isn't it? Right? I mean, that's just, come on. Take it to another level, will you? Sometimes we need help. Sometimes we stray into the delusion of separation. Sometimes we wander in the wilderness of being apart from God, ourselves, and each other. We fall out of integrity. We fall out of authenticity. And normally, I find that when I'm in that place, unpleasant stuff shows up in my life. When I am taking the time and the devotion to be in the conscious awareness of oneness, my life and my good happens with ease and grace. There's a wonderful story in the Bible, in the Christian scriptures, about the prodigal son. It's a parable. It's a story about a son who goes to his father and says, "Give me my inheritance. I'm going to take what is mine and I'm going to travel to a faraway land." The metaphysical interpretation of that is the act of separation. That's us removing ourselves from the kingdom of heaven, which is the awareness of oneness, and stepping out into ego and personality, separating ourselves from our source, from the truth of who we are, and the truth of who we are together, each other. Well, things did not go well for the prodigal son. Do you know the story? Good. Things did not go well. You will recall that things did not go well for the prodigal son. And the story describes a son who makes a series of decisions where he ends up as the keeper of pigs. Now, this is a Jewish culture story. To describe somebody as a keeper of pigs, living with pigs, eating with pigs, is to describe somebody that has come to the very bottom of their life, finding themselves completely separated from God, very destitute, in a place of darkness and void of hope. And then the scripture says, and then he came to himself. And then he came to himself. You see, God's presence and power is always active in our lives. God is always trying to direct us and redirect us back to the conscious awareness that we are a divine expression of this one presence and power. And that each other person is exactly the same thing. And herein we find our union. Herein we find our oneness. Herein we find our unity. Now, if you're anything like me, you're a slow learner. Okay? When God's trying to get your attention, God has to poke you with a blunt stick on the fleshy parts. Right? And you don't really pay much attention to that. And then God has to sharpen that stick a little bit and move around the body to those parts, eventually poking you in the eye, if God has to get your attention. That you are sleeping and feeding and eating and living with pigs. And that it is a time for you to come to yourself. Please don't take that as a disparagement to pigs. It's a parable. It's a story. But that's what's happening to us. So often we find in our own lives that We only turn to God when we have challenges and problems. Otherwise, we're watching TV. It's when the things in life disturb us and we're aware that we're out of sync and harmony, we turn back to the higher presence and the higher power. And God uses this constructively, lovingly. In the parable of the prodigal son, when the son comes to himself and says, I'm going back to my father. I'm returning to my father's house. Metaphysically, I'm returning to the consciousness of oneness. And he gets up and he moves in the direction of his father. The parable says that God came out to meet him. The father came out to meet the son, returning to the kingdom. And with great joy and celebration, put on a feast that night, saying, that which was lost has now been found. My son has returned. This is a description of an experience that the divine wants us to have every single day. A daily commitment to the devotion and discipleship of being in oneness and being an instrument of oneness in our lives and in the world. Do we have any yoga practitioners here? Anybody who practices yoga? Oh. Well, now there's a few of them going, and there's something like, I'm a yoga practitioner. So be bold in your demonstration. Yes, yoga practices, right. It's interesting to me that most of us think that yoga is simply the hatha yoga, which is the poses and the exercises, maybe a little pranayama breathing as well. But yoga is far more than that. Remember, yoga, again, the word literally means the practice of union, the practice of oneness. Here are some ideas for you to consider. Yoga, hatha yoga, is the use of the body and the breath to attain the awareness of oneness. There's also karma yoga. Karma yoga is the use of action and selfless service to attain and experience and express the awareness of oneness. Now, I suspect that there are quite a few people in Unity of Tustin, knowingly or unknowingly, that are karma yoga practitioners. Yes? Because we have many people who so graciously and generously give of themselves and their talent and their time and their treasure, and they are practicing karma yoga. There's bhakti yoga. Love that word. There's a power to that word, bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is the use of devotion, of discipleship, of discipline, of a quest for purity and cleansing and balance and harmony as an awareness to attain, as a use to attain the awareness of oneness. There's gana yoga. Gana yoga is the yoga of study, of self-awareness, of reflection. Those are for us studious people, who intellectually like to get into the intellect of their spirituality. This is also a path to a deeper awareness of oneness. And then, of course, there's Kriya Yoga. Kriya Yoga is primarily the use of meditation and centering practices and exercises used as tools and practices to attain the awareness of oneness. And then lastly, my favorite, and I think the one that describes us as a community, is Raja Yoga. Have you heard of Raja Yoga? The word Raja means royal, which is the crown of yogas. And pretty much Raja Yoga is those of us who did a little bit of everything. We do some hatha yoga, right? We do the exercises and the poses. We do the breathing. We do a little meditation. We show up and do a little bit of volunteering. We read some sacred books from time to time. We're practicing Raja Yoga. So we are yogis or yoginis, depending on your gender. And we are practicing the unity of yoga, excuse me, in our exploration of being one with the divine. My travels to California every month, which I thought was going to be monthly, but turns out it's every 2 weeks. Yeah. You've got some good negotiators on the board. I didn't even see that until I started counting, but hold on, it's every 2 weeks. And that's good for me, for my heart. I was reflecting on that the other day as I was preparing for my teaching today, and I thought to myself, you know, it doesn't matter who you are and where you are and where you're coming from. You have many options to come to California. You can walk and run. You can ride a bicycle, a motorcycle. You can ride a horse. You can drive a car, a truck. You can fly. You can fly Delta, Southwest, American, or United. It doesn't matter how you get here. If you're headed to California, everybody is going to the same place in a way that is unique to them, from a place that is unique to them. This is our description of the yoga of unity. We're all going to that divine place called California, where California dreaming. We're going west, young person, go west. And we're choosing the path and the process of how we're going to get you. And the beauty of the diversity of the divine is that there's a way for each one of us to come to the same place, to arrive at the same destination in our own unique time and in our own unique way. We don't have to say, I flew first class Southwest and you rode a horse? We don't need to do that. We need to celebrate the fact that we're here. And once we're here, that's it, right? Yes. No. Once we're here, we have to now explore all that California is. And so the journey is not the destination. It's just the beginning. And we can extend the hand of love and friendship and help to each one that shows up in this place called our community. And we can know that in their uniqueness, they are a unique expression of the divine, and that their path is not our path. And we can take the time to talk to them and find out what is going on in their life and what is their journey, and then support them lovingly in that journey to the same place that we're all headed. And this is the practice of the yoga of unity, that regardless of how we individually get here, where we're headed, coming in the same direction, there's one way to the same place, and that is the way of the heart, the way of love, the way of kindness, the way of caring, the way of compassion. For us at Unity of Tustin, the yoga of unity is the way of the Christ, an open and whole heart, sharing love and loving kindness without condition or reason. How do we practice this thing? How much time do I have? All that you need. Yeah, and it's like, nah, you've got 2 minutes. How do we practice this thing? How do we practically take it into our lives? An industrialist is walking down the beach one day and he comes across a fisherman just relaxing, smoking on his pipe, drinking a tea. Industrialist says to him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm smoking on my pipe and drinking a tea." He says, "Why aren't you out there fishing?" The fisherman says, "I've caught all the fish I need for today." The industrialist says, "Well, if you go out there and you fish some more, you could catch more fish. And then you could get more money. And then you could buy another boat. And then you'd have two boats." And the fisherman said, "Why would I do that?" He said, "Well, then with two boats, you'd catch more fish. And then you'd make more money. And then you could buy some nets. And then you could have a fishing fleet. And then you could go out and catch a whole bunch of fish. And then you could sell all that fish and you could be rich and wealthy like me." And the fisherman said, "Why would I do that?" And then the industrialist said, "Well, then you could have a life of contentment and ease and the fisherman said, "I've already got that. I'm smoking my pipe. I'm drinking my tea." Love is wise in guiding us to our greater good. Jack, take a message if that's for me, please. Love is wise in guiding us to what is true, right, and good for me, for you, for us, for the universal good of everything. Before enlightenment, gather wood, make fire, cook food. This is the Clive variation. But thank you for the help. After enlightenment, gather wood, light fire, cook food. The practice of the yoga of unity means that what we do doesn't change. It's how we do it. It's why we do it. It's the value, the principle, and the ideal we bring to the human activity, what we bring to ourselves and to each other. Living the yoga of unity means nothing more than bringing the awareness of oneness to all that we are, all that we do, and with the consciousness of a whole and open heart, living in the attitude, intention of love and loving kindness. My prayer for us today as a community, in the mindfulness that we live in a world where there is fear and doubt and hate, and that fear and doubt and hate shows up in acts that are destructive, sometimes to one, often to many people. My prayer for us is that we each find a daily devotion to practice more, with more discipleship, the awareness and the oneness of the unity of yoga and the yoga of unity. By showing up consistently as advocates and activists for love, guided by divine wisdom, to see in our daily lives the opportunity for love and loving kindness in everyone, everywhere, all the time. My prayer for us and my blessing to you today. Thank you. And so it is.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.